And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. For generations, the story of the Hatfields and McCoys has gripped the country far beyond its origins along the Kentucky-West Virginia border. There have been films, theatrical versions, and stories written about this long-running and deadly family rivalry. The next installment is The Feud, premiering soon as the latest installment of PBS's American Experience. And joining Cincinnati Edition to talk about it is director, writer, producer of The Feud, Randall McLowry. He's on the phone with us. Hi, Randall.
Hi, how you doing, Michael?
I'm doing well. So glad you could take some time to chat with us.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
I'm wondering, Randall, why is the story of the Hatfields and McCoys so captivating all this time later?
I think the Hatfield-McCoy feud really, you know, it's a captivating story because it has a lot of these elements of sort of what was seen as sort of a good story, dramatic story of elements of revenge and rage and violence and things that sort of were very captivating and sort of are going to engage an audience. And I think that it really, the fact that you have two families that are warring against each other, and it kind of falls into, you know, very traditional sort of dramatic elements of storytelling, whether you look at Shakespeare and Romeo and Juliet and, you know, the fighting between the, you know, Montagues and the Capulets. And, you know, so you have elements that I think people really latch onto as a story. And I think what, you know, I think it came out at the time also where you had a lot of literature and so on that was sort of presenting sort of through yellow journalism and things like that, sort of exaggerating elements of stories. And I think this sort of fit into a mold that was very, you know, consumed and really sort of a... became very popular, and the story itself really was something that became known nationwide and even across the world. And I think it sort of has continued to unfold, and I think what has kept it alive certainly is how it became so embedded in popular culture. It was very much part of the early silent films, and it was translated into books and novels and cartoons. And so I think it has stayed with us because of sort of how it became, you know, dispersed through the culture through those kinds of mediums.
Most recently, the story of the Hatfields and McCoys was dramatized for television on the History Channel and starred Kevin Costner, and it was a fine telling. I'm wondering how you, though, approached this story through documentary filmmaking and what your angle was here.
Well, what we really wanted to focus on was trying to get to a greater understanding and examination and exploration of the historical context of that time and of that place, and how very large transformative forces were coming to play in this very remote and fairly isolated region of America. And you have a group of people that are living a relatively traditional life that suddenly is upended greatly by the influx of, in essence, the forces of industrialization that are coming into the area. And we really wanted to look at and examine sort of how that aspect of the story, that historical aspect of the story, impacted the lives, and also sort of how that sort of then intersected in the actual story of the feud and sort of interplay between these larger, wider forces and the actual, some of the events that happened directly between the families played out. And looking really at sort of, again, how this story and this moment and this event really became a turning point in terms of how this area, this region, that people would look at, and a lot of the stereotypes that we think about today in terms of the hillbilly really generated to a great degree from this time period and the dissemination of the feud in popular culture.
What do you think we'll learn in this documentary that maybe isn't so widely known about the Hatfields and McCoys?
Well, I think, you know, I think it is trying to peel back the layers and trying to look back at what, you know, what we think we know about it. I mean, if people know about the Hatfield-McCoy feud, it kind of does create this image of this exaggerated image of these two warring families shooting at each other and, you know, across the river, across the fence, and that there's no good reason for this violence. And we really wanted to sort of give a sense, give that contextual background so that it is about the impact of capitalism and industrialization on rural America, and looking at that part of the story, and to sort of not see it such a kind of a smaller event of a clash between two families, but there was a bigger, more representative story about a region.
Well, on the other hand, and maybe you've answered this somewhat, is there something that we generally think about this feud between the Hatfields and McCoys that isn't exactly true?
Well, I think that's a difficulty with this story. I mean, there were definitely, you did have violence between two families, and it was very deadly violence, and it was seen and presented as being very savage, and I think that there is truth to that. I think what we're trying to look at is sort of how this area and how this violence and how this community and this group of people was also being presented by the outside, and how that also became in some ways a way to paint the region, you know, as we talk about in the film. There was an article that was turned into a book called American Vendetta, where it really, you know, paints these people, and it says, the first line is, "I've been away in Murderland for nearly 10 days," and talking about this group of people as basically being uncivilized, and they become marginalized as different from other parts of society. And so I think it's in that way that, you know, the violence, while it was there, it becomes magnified in a way, and it becomes contextualized in a way that I think people don't really appreciate if all they've seen is, you know, a cartoon about it or earlier representations of that, whether it's in book form or early silent movies. I think that there was this real sense of making, these were people that were violent for no reason. And so I think that they were victims of the media accounts that they were presented. And it's not to dismiss the violence that happened, but I think it's also understanding a kind of a wider lens of the story and of this place.
Randall, we've got about a minute left, and I'm hoping that in that time you can share a little bit about just the production work that goes into telling a story like this.
Well, for us, it was a real challenge, I think, in terms of any historical documentary, is how do you visualize it? And we spent a lot of time researching and trying to find archival material. Imagery from this time period is mostly photographic as opposed to, you know, footage. And we also utilized some, you know, kind of recreations and scenic to try to capture the beauty of the place and sort of try to create an environment for these events to unfold. And we were fortunate that there was, you know, a fair amount of visual material for, you know, the Hatfield side. It was less so for the McCoy side of the family. So that became a bit of a struggle in terms of how do you sort of find ways to tell this story in as accurate way possible with the actual visual materials that did exist at the time. I think also what we did was try to create the visuals that did represent this place and this people at that time. And there was quite a rich collection of material out there at a lot of archives in the region. And we were delighted to be able to present that and put that on screen.
The Feud premieres as part of PBS's American Experience series on September 10th on PBS stations across the country. Randall McLowry, writer, producer, director, thanks so much for taking some time to talk to us about it.
Thank you so much, Michael. I really appreciate it.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition. The producer for today's show is Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. I'm Michael Monks. Subscribe to our podcast at wvxu.org.